KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Well, in high school softball action around the area last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic picked up a couple of pivotal victories in Hawkeye 10 Conference play last night, sweeping a doubleheader from Glenwood by scores of 12-0 in four innings in the first game, and a 6-3 win, a rain-shortened five innings in game two. Atlantic pounded out 10 hits to score 11 runs in the fourth inning in game one to grab control of that contest. They jumped out to a 6-1 lead and then held off a late Ram rally prior to the rain, ending things early in game number two. Atlantic improves to 19-5 overall. They're 12-1 in Hawkeye 10 Conference play with those victories last night. Also in Hawkeye 10 play, Harlan swept two from Shenandoah, 7-2 and 13-0. It was Lewis Central twice over Clarinda, 10-0 and 15-3. Denison beat Red Oak 10-7. Creston swept two from St. Albert, 14-2 and 14-0 were the scores. In Western Iowa Conference softball last night, Riverside beat Missouri Valley 5-1. Logan Magnolia over Tri-Center, 14-1. And IKM Manning beat Underwood, 12-2. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air over Bedford 13-3, Nottoway Valley 8-2 over East Union. In high school baseball last night, Atlantic a 2-1 five-inning winner over Glenwood last night as Chase McLaren struck out nine batters over five innings on the mound, allowing just a run and three hits as Brody O'Brien and Nathan Behrens drove in runs for Atlantic as they picked up that game victory last night that was shortened by rain last night. A five-inning contest, Atlantic 2-1 over Glenwood. Also in Hawkeye 10 baseball, St. Albert took two from Creston, 5-1 and 6-3. Lewis Central beat Clarinda 5-0. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 9-2. Underwood beat IKM Manning 12-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam 12-0 over Arweva, and Exira EHK beat Bowyer Valley 9-4. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Mount Air 9-4 over Bedford. Florida carried a five-run lead into the bottom of the seventh inning against Texas Tech, and Gators coach Kevin O'Sullivan never let himself get comfortable. It was every bit a nine-inning game last night. Fortunately for the Gators, they built enough cushion to survive Texas Tech's six-run outburst over the seventh and eighth innings as they eliminated the Red Raiders from the College World Series with a 9-6 victory. The Gators have won two straight following a loss to Tech in their College World Series opener, and they move on to the Bracket 2 final against Southeastern Conference rival Arkansas. The number one national seed would have to beat the Razorbacks today and again tomorrow to return to the best of three championship round next week. In the other bracket final, it's Mississippi State playing Oregon State. Both those games will be today. The Mississippi State-Oregon State game will start the day at 2 o'clock. Florida-Arkansas set for 7 o'clock this evening in Omaha. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Eric Thames laced a bases-loaded triple, and Manny Pena homered as the Brewers roughed up the Cardinals 11-3. Brent Suter was reached for two runs and just two hits over seven innings, including Matt Carpenter's first-inning home run. St. Louis infielder Greg Garcia gave the bullpen a break as he worked a scoreless ninth inning last night. Cardinals fall 11-3 to the Brewers in National League Central play. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado over the New York Mets 6-4. Arizona beat Pittsburgh 9-3. Cincinnati downing Chicago 6-2. San Francisco shut out San Diego 3-0. In the American League, the Yankees over Seattle 4-3. Boston down Minnesota 9-2. L.A. 8-5 over Toronto. Oakland at Chicago was rained out yesterday. In interleague play, Washington beat Baltimore by a 4-2 final. In other Major League Baseball news, MLB has handed down a five-game suspension to Marlins pitcher Dan Straley for his actions during Tuesday's loss in San Francisco. Straley intentionally threw a pitch at Giants catcher Buster Posey while warnings were in place for both teams. MLB also suspended Marlins manager Don Mattingly for tonight's game and fined Straley and Mattingly undisclosed amounts. The Cardinals have placed right-handed pitcher Michael Wacha on the 10-day disabled list with a left oblique strain suffered during Wednesday's loss to the Phillies. Wacha is the team's victory leader, going 8-2 with 71 strikeouts and a 320 earned run average in 15 starts this season. Right-hander John Gant was recalled from AAA Memphis to replace Wacha on the roster. Shelby Miller is scheduled to return to the Arizona Diamondbacks rotation Monday against the Marlins in Miami 14 months after undergoing Tommy John surgery. The 27-year-old right-hander was injured in his fourth start last season. Miller has a 5-14 record and a 5.78 earned run average in 24 starts since the Diamondbacks acquired him from the Braves in a trade before the 2016 season. The Mariners have placed right-handers Juan Nicasio and Dan Altavilla on the 10-day disabled list while promoting infielder Daniel Vogelbach and right-hander Mike Morin from AAA Tacoma. Nicasio has swelling in his right knee while Altavilla is sidelined by a right elbow UCL sprain. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has announced the Detroit Tigers will play a regular season game against the Kansas City Royals at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha, Nebraska on June 13th of 2019. That's 2 days before the start of the College World Series. Manfred says Major League Baseball wants to strengthen its relationship with the NCAA and college baseball and also bring the game to new markets. Well, DeAndre Ayton is the latest key component to the Phoenix Suns' rebuilding process. The Suns have made the University of Arizona center the first player taken in last night's NBA draft. Ayton averaged 20 points and 11 rebounds in his lone season in Tucson, tying for the national lead with 24 double-doubles in 35 games. Ayton joins Michael Thompson as the only players from the Bahamas to be the number one pick in the draft. The Kings followed by taking Duke's Marvin Bagley III at number two. The 6'11 forward was the AP's player of the year after averaging 21 points and 11 rebounds, shooting better than 60% for the Blue Devils last season. Luka Doncic of Slovenia went third to the Hawks and was quickly traded to the Mavericks for point guard Trae Young, the fifth pick in the draft. Doncic won EuroLeague MVP and Final Four MVP honors while helping Spain's Real Madrid win its league championship. Young led the nation with averages of 27 points and nearly 9 assists for the Sooners. The Memphis Grizzlies used the number 4 pick to select forward Jaren Jackson Jr. of Michigan State. Jackson is a one-and-done power forward, averaging 10-11 points and 6 rebounds and 3 blocks a game. The Magic picked up Texas center Mohamed Bamba with the number 6 choice. Another Duke player went with the number 7 choice as the Chicago Bulls took Wendell Carter Jr. Alabama's Colin Sexton went 8th to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Knicks used the 9th overall selection to get Kentucky forward Kevin Knox. Knox and Sexton shared SEC Freshman of the Year honors. Mikal Bridges thought he was staying in Philadelphia after being selected with the 10th pick, but the 76ers sent the former Villanova standout to the Suns for Zaire Smith and an unprotected first-round choice in 2021. Well, the University of Connecticut says it fired men's basketball coach Kevin Ollie after finding NCAA violations that included improper workouts and improper contact with recruits by Ollie and former UConn star Ray Allen. The violations are laid out in more than 1,300 pages of documents released to the Associated Press and other media organizations after UConn President Susan Herbst upheld the decision to fire Ollie. Ollie's lawyers calling the infractions cited by UConn and firing Ollie minimal and isolated. And in golf, Zach Johnson and Jordan Spieth each fired 7-under par 63s to move into a first-place tie through one round of the PGA's Travelers Championship near Hartford. Spieth had 6 birdies and an eagle out of the bunker on the par 5 sixth hole, 1 year after leading after every round of that tournament. Johnson's 8 birdies included 6 straight on the back nine. That's one off the course record.
The ever competitor in me felt like it could have been more. I actually lipped out my chip on 10, lipped out for eagle on 13, hard lip on 13. So, I mean, you know, I'm saying all that, but yet I made some putts.
That is Zach Johnson after his round yesterday. Rory McIlroy missed a 13-foot putt for par on the final hole that would have given him a share of the lead. He's currently tied for second with Brian Harman and Peter Malnati. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.